So really exciting news today about Google coming out with their own social network. Now, this has been obviously floating around forever, this Google Me service, or what's come out today is they're calling it Google Circles, as reported by Read Write Web's Marshall Kilpatrick, which is basically a service that's going to allow people to share photos, videos, and status messages with people in their social circle. Sound familiar much? Really excited to see this because you know what, I was one of the people that was really hoping that Google Buzz would be something special, really hoping it would be something special, and just found it completely unusable. I was also one of the people that loved Google Wave. I love the concept of it, and I just really wish that the creators who are actually based here in Sydney had listened a little bit more to what people were saying. You know, people weren't ready to give up their email and just migrate across. If they had made it an email client that had this extra stuff, well, look, we'll never know now, would we? We'll never know. So having said all that, let me say this. Really, really think that this Google Circles thing might work. The premise of it is that it acknowledges that we have different circles of friends. So we've got people that we work with, we've got family, we've got people from the local footy club that we're friends with. We've got people that we don't know on the internet that we meet through Twitter or Facebook or whatever else that are sort of focused more around the different parts of ourselves. And I think one of the reasons why I quite like it is that unlike what Twitter, let me try again back here. Twitter and Facebook try to put all of your friends in one bucket, saying you're one person, you have one persona, and everyone's connected. And I freaking hate that because I'm not, well, I'm one person, but there are different parts of me. Like sometimes the work part of me comes forward, or sometimes the play part of me comes forward, or the father part, or the family, or you know, patriarch comes forward and wants to share different information with different groups of people. You know, if I go out and have a bit of a bender and take some, you know, photos while I'm at the pub and or some take some video, I don't want to share that with my grandmother. And I'm sure she really doesn't want to see that either. So I really like the fact that this Google Circles is acknowledging the fact that you can have these different circles of friends and communicate with different people in different ways. Now, Facebook says you don't want this. It says people don't want to create lists and don't want to have this segregation. But I'm going to say I disagree. And I think a lot of people are already doing that. I mean, look at the way that most people are setting up their social accounts. It's very rare that you find someone that's just on Facebook or just on Twitter. What they're effectively doing is, you know, I'm going to put my personal persona here on this account, and I'm going to use my public persona here on this account. And how many of these, you know, social media bigwigs have you seen that, you know, initially started friending the world on Facebook and then turn around and said, no, it's not what I want. Set up a page and try to migrate everyone across so they can keep, you know, the different networks of their close family and friends separate from, you know, their loving public, I suppose, if you want to use that term for it. So I think this is a good move. Now, here's my fear. Google Wave, Google Buzz, quite good ideas, poorly executed. And so what my concern is here is that Google Circles is going to be a poorly executed piece of software. Now, I do notice that there are some quite smart people. I can't quote them right now, but there's a quite smart people that they've brought in that are helping out with it. I think the guys from Picnic are working on it, and a couple of others. So they at least have brought in some talent that have had experience in social elsewhere, because you know, let's face it, it's not the strong suit of Google. So let's hope it's not a engineer romp. Let's hope they actually make something really solid and exciting. So all things being equal, we should probably see this thing in May, and that would be a lot of fun. So anyway, I hope it's true. I hope it's great. I really, really would like to have an alternative to Facebook because I freaking hate Facebook, and I just don't think they do the right thing by us. And I'd much rather put my trust in Google than Facebook any day of the week. All right, that's all I have to say. Go and check it out, Google Circles.